occupation forces moved in, which they did. The first to come in was Lord Mountbatten and Lady Mountbatten. They were followed by the occupation forces and the Australian Red Cross. It was here to make themselves as comfortable as they possibly could in the Changi area. The very sick, of course, were evacuated by air quite quickly, and they moved in. They had the better part of the hospital. They were white stucco buildings. It had once been the guards' quarters, I suppose, the Changi Jail, and it was one of the sights of Changi in those days for us to stroll past the Red Cross quarters and look at the excellent accommodation they provided for themselves, table linen and cutlery. And we looked through the windows what these fellows were enjoying, and the luxury that they insisted on for themselves. Our rations became abominable because they brought in their own cooks. I have seen them preparing sweets, the first sweets we were to get, but it was custard powder mixed with into a kerosene tin of water. Horrible stuff. And indeed, one of the men in the camp, I don't think it was one of our hut at all, but complained direct to Mountbatten, who came around talking to everybody, he and his wife, in small groups, a most magnetic personality. But he complained to Mountbatten about the rations, and Mountbatten came down to have a look, taking with him the chief Red Cross man. And he took a dixie of food, and he said to the Red Cross bloke, "Here, have a look at this." He said, "You call this fit for these prisoners? You have a closer look." And he grabbed him by the back of his neck and shoved his face into it. And then he said, "Now you can all pack up and go home. I won't have you in this camp at all." This was told me by George McNeely, a man whose word I think I could take as being gospel. He was the representative of the YMCA and stayed with us right through, unlike the Salvation Army, who packed up and were evacuated as soon as they knew we were going to have to capitulate in Malaya.